potentially damaging stories about Trump during the 2016 election. The defense argued that the practice known as catch and kill was not unusual and that there were similar alleged arrangements with other celebrities, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods, and Mark Wahlberg. But when he was asked by prosecutors whether there was a difference with Trump, "Did you suppress stories to help a presidential candidate?" "Yes," Pecker said.
The Biden administration has again delayed a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes. It says immense feedback is the reason why.
Health organizations favor the ban, but the ACLU warns it would, quote, disproportionately impact people of color and prioritize criminalization over health. Lisa Lacasse, president of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, sees it this way.
We think the data should be the most important thing, and the voice that's really being listened to right now is the tobacco industry.
Menthol cigarettes are heavily marketed to black communities and are appealing to teenagers. It's not known how long a final decision will take. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The United Auto Workers reached a deal with Daimler Truck in North Carolina, averting a strike. More than 7,000 employees will get 25% raises. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high in the mid-70s, a little breezy, more rain possible tomorrow night, and cooler with showers Sunday. Currently 49 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Madison Mallards' Kyle Chisholm joins us to talk all things baseball. Three headlines in a lie. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, TGIF, little buddy.
Woohoo! Crudy, good to see you, man. Happy Friday. Rich on the board, always. Of course, our audience, man. We made it, baby.
That was a unconvincing woohoo. Remember, Nate used to go, woo-woo.
Woo-woo?
Just a very nonplussed sort of woo-woo. I don't believe you.
Come on, man.
It's a political party up in here, Dom, and I'm the one that just got the bad news via email. I did share it with you.
What?
Check your text.
Okay, I got it.
Regret to notify you that I have been approved for Trump's visit to Waukesha on Wednesday.
Oh, you're a credentialed media, finally, after all the rejections from the Trump campaign over the course of the last several months, you have finally made the list. Congratulations.
Let me go to the Treasure Island Casino in Las Vegas the night of the caucus, and they wouldn't let me in the victory party on the second floor next to the wedding chapel, Dom, in a room that probably seated 300.
Ooh.
And I was also not allowed to attend a Trump-centric event in Newton, Iowa, Dom. I was down there for the presidential debate. And you remember, Trump didn't do any presidential debates, but he would sort of counter-program the GOP primary debates. So I was in Des Moines, and I was not allowed to attend the Trump event. He dropped just outside of town in Newton, Iowa. So anyways, that was a wasted trip to Des Moines. Not that any trip to Des Moines, Iowa was ever wasted. But I've been credentialed, which leaves us in a quandary because now I feel sort of obligated. I mean, if the man's going to come
you're not
here
obligated.
On his no, day you're off as a defendant in the court of law.
He's very busy.
Well, this Wednesday, he chose to go golfing. Need a little relaxation time. But next Wednesday, Trump is on the campaign trail, 2:00 Central Time. Trump's supposed to speak at the Waukesha County Expo Center. Dom, we saw Romney there. How could he possibly top that moment in history? Oh,
it's going to be tough, but I'm sure he'll try. So, of course, we have a 3:00 show, man. So you're going to try to swing by and, you know, get a feel? Like, what are you thinking here?
Well, I'll have to coordinate with the powers that be. And just for the record, that ain't me. I'm not the powers that be.
That ain't me.
But in that I am credentialed media, I will get up early-ish. I will traverse down to Waukesha. And the most important part, I would say, Dom, is the meeting and the greeting of the MAGA Trump supportive. And, you know, having conversations about them. Hey, have you been following the trials in New York? How about the Supreme Court arguments? What if your candidate tried to, you know, have a coup? Should he have immunity from that? I mean, so many questions, Dom.
So many questions.
Do you ever read the National Enquirer? Did you believe when it said that Ted Cruz's dad was part of assassinating JFK? Trump sure wanted you to. And David Pecker and others. And, of course, the Stormy Daniels. We're all disappointed we didn't get to read about that in the National Enquirer, Dom. Even David Pecker, my understanding, in the hush money case, said the porn star, let me restate, you got to draw a small distinction between porn star and playmate. The playmate, Karen McDougal, who got $150,000, alleged a sexual affair with the former president of over a year.
A long-term sexual affair.
Over a
yeah,
year.
Yeah, not just a one-and-done, Stormy Daniels was.
Not just a Shark Week special. But Packer said effectively to have published that article for the National Enquirer, because they paid $150,000 to catch and kill that article. But do you know what the financial upside could have been? I mean, as he described it, it would have been gold, Jerry. David Packer said to publish that story about Donald Trump, the front runner, the Republican nominee, immediately before the election. And he also said, if we didn't buy that story, somebody else would have. Meaning that information would come to light. So, Donald Trump.
So he turned down a financial payday, right? In an effort to influence the election at the bequest.
David Packer did.
David Packer did at the request of Donald Trump for the catch and kills.
Well, that's why Trump has been so complimentary of this witness for the prosecution, Dom, because I think there's probably a few more stories back in the vaults, if you know what I'm saying.
I would not be surprised. You know, I'm wondering if the mega faithful that will show up will have any, I don't know, what their opinion would be on their guy orchestrating a catch and kill, playing defense on those kinds of stories to inform the electorate about who they're actually voting for, and at the same time planting false stories, real fake news, to go after his political rivals like Ted Cruz in the very same newspaper magazine.
I think
they have any irony, hypocrisy would shine upon them as they try to figure out whether or not that's okay or not. I'm really curious to know what the MAGA folks would think about that.
I can speak on behalf of the MAGA, and I'll perhaps ask this question of a few of the MAGA supportive at the Trump rally in Waukesha on Wednesday, Dom. They will admire him more for this. Because every single dude at the Trump rally that ever got caught cheating on his wife or knew he should have been caught cheating on a wife or a girlfriend or whatever will admire, A, the fact that this guy could score a playmate, and B, the fact that he had the good sense to pay her off and, you know, not let it wreck his marriage, because this guy's getting pretty sick of being
wreck
child
his marriage
support.
Or wreck his campaign. And again, Donald Trump literally knowing that this story was out there, because I believe Pecker and Cohen were, there was a discussion, there was something to be said about the Ted Cruz story, you know, his father being involved with JFK in the murder and so forth and that whole thing. Donald Trump literally referenced that piece in public and talked about Ted Cruz. I mean, the guy planted a story. Essentially, the guy planted a story. He was part. He knew the conspiracy to catch and kill his stories. And he knew that they were Pecker was putting out this BS for Donald Trump against his political rivals. I mean, these are the exact situations and scenarios that Donald Trump projects and blames upon the actual real media, the real Fourth Estate, calls them, you know, fake news. Well, Donald Trump, as usual, would know something about fake news because he has been engaging in it for a very long time.
Just as we've been speaking, mostly you were doing the talking, as I was inadvertently deleting the credentials to the Trump event on Wednesday, and then I had to move them back into a different mailbox. I'm very boomerish when it comes to the tech, sometimes at my own detriment. Although that could have made my Wednesday a little bit better. Damn, there was.
You don't have to go, man. You don't have to. Just saying. Just because you got to prove finally, you don't have to actually go.
Why would, you know, I understand that you've got conflicting business to attend to, Dom. But what the hell do I have better to do than go and ridicule some MAGA supportive people to their faces and very, you know, I'm going to be earnest and sincere when I ask them the questions and just a little tinge of dimple.
Smile gets you everything.
I'm going to ask them right to their face. I'm going to wear a red Badger hat because they'll see the red. They'll instantly be fooled that I'm MAGA supportive. And I'll tell them I'm on the radio. Oh, what do you do? Political talk. They'll just assume I'm on team right. Because that's all that existed until now, till the greatest radio show ever, right? They don't know about us, not most of them. But Dom, there was some news of note today on the political front. And I got to tell you, this is also a little bit of a grievance. Joe Biden went on a radio program without us today, Dom.
What? Come on, Uncle Joe, what are you doing?
Some lesser-known New York Sirius XM guy. Stern? No. Howard? Someone?
Stern something, yeah. Is that his first or last name? I'm not sure.
I'm very confused. I think it's Howard Stern. So,
oh, it's not Stern Howard? Okay.
Something about private parts. But anyways, Joe Biden, with very little forenotice, went on the Sirius XM today, went on the Howard Stern show, and said, I will debate you, Trump. And there had been some question about whether or not he was going to be willing to. And Trump immediately, during a court break, responded, let's do it tonight. I'll wait around. You know, this guy's had a boring week. A little bit of the coverage from the Raw story. President Joe Biden agreed to debate Donald Trump before November's election, and the Republican presumptive nominee responded with bluster about going head-to-head right away. Let's do it. Do it today. The president had previously set conditions on debating his GOP challenger based on his behavior. But Biden said Friday that he intended at some point to debate Trump, who suggested they face off Friday evening at the courthouse, where he's currently standing trial on felony charges of falsifying business records. Here's from the Truthy Socials, Dom. Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate! Exclamation point. Very excited. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place. An old expression used by fighters. I love that he explains.
Thank you for the clarity, Mr. Trump.
I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he's in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. Now, Biden and Trump were both in New York City Friday, where the president took part on an interview with SiriusXM's Howard Stern, whoever that is. Trump, of course, in court, Dom. Here's the end. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, though he probably doesn't know it. And so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as an election interference against a political opponent and continuing witch hunt, all caps, that whole line. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around. More devils.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
Now, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show back from the 420 break. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789. Apparently, the president, Joe Biden, going on Howard Stern, Sirius XM, laying down the gloves, man, telling Trump he will debate. Fox News, though, Crudy, they don't think it'll happen because, quote, it will probably be a Nancy Kerrigan situation. Where right as Trump's walking out, they like snip the mic. Oh no, we tried. We showed up. It was a flat tire. Fox News host went on to say that she was sure someone would sabotage the debate. And if it doesn't get sabotaged, Curdy, of course, Donald Trump will win.
Dom, a WMDX texter says, Biden should show up with cameras and film himself looking for Trump, who's nowhere to be found. Well, he'll be somewhere, probably at a McDonald's getting a Big Mac at the drive-thru. Here's another one. Cam from Nina says, what a stupid career Pecker has. Like, I actually want to bully him.
Hey, if you can get paid, I guess, you know, I don't know how the guy isn't found liable for defamation.
You know what More I mean? Often, you mean, because, of course, the National Enquirer, I think, famously paid out a big amount to Carol Burnett once upon a time. So it's not, you know, like there's never been a precedent there. Dom, here's a story that should be on the front page of the Enquirer. Kristi Noem, and she is the governor of South Dakota, but she's often mentioned as a vice presidential candidate of Donald Trump's. Why? Mostly because she's pretty. Other than that, I don't see what would qualify her, Dom. But I would say she may be.
She is a governor of a state. I mean, that's
a state nobody's position. Ever been to or heard of. South Dakota, I mean.
People have heard of South Dakota, Crudy. Come on now. And she is a governor. Come on now. People elected her. I mean, it's
easy. So was. So was
Sarah Palin. Yeah, I read all the books.
Well, let me tell you a little story about Kristi Noem, and here's why. She will never be your vice president. The headline at the Raw story, and I got to tell you, this is a little upsetting, a little troubling. She writes, I hated that dog, and she recalls gutting down the family's worthless pup. She killed her dog. And she told about it in a book she wrote on herself, Dom. South Dakota, which no one's ever heard of, Governor Kristi Noem, a front runner to be named as Donald Trump's running mate, admitted to killing her family dog for misbehavior. Now, you know I got an awfully bad dog, Dom. If that was a precursor, Barkley would have been taken out to the quarry long ago. Let me get this story in. The Republican governor wrote in her forthcoming memoir, and listen to the name of this book, Dom. No Going Back, The Truth on What's Wrong with Politics and How We Move America Forward. Well, you're part of what's wrong, and this story is a keen example. Dom, she writes that the female dog Cricket had an aggressive personality and proved herself untrainable, according to excerpts from the book published by The Guardian. I hated that dog, Noem wrote, adding that the 14-month-old wire hair pointer was dangerous to anyone she came into contact with and less than worthless as a hunting dog. Well, couldn't you just put her in the basket on top of the car? That's what Mitt Romney did. The governor said she included the story in her political memoir to demonstrate her willingness to take on difficult, messy, and ugly tasks. Wow.
Kristi Noem's wow.
And she described
dog murder enterprise.
Dom, she described an attempt to teach Cricket to hunt with other dogs, but instead the pup ruined the trip by going out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds, and having the time of her life.
Oh, heaven forbid the animal have fun.
Noem unsuccessfully attempted to bring Cricket under control using an electric collar, but she said the dog escaped her truck as she stopped to talk to a local family on the way home and attacked that family's chickens. Now she writes, Cricket grabbed one chicken at a time, crunching it to death with one bite, then dropping it to attack another. She said, comparing the dog to a trained assassin.
Well, that kind of contradicts the hunting part. I mean, apparently Cricket's great at killing the chickens.
Dom, she whipped around to bite me, Noem wrote, adding that Cricket was the picture of pure joy throughout the incident. At that moment, Noem wrote, I realized I had to put her down. Noem said
she will be no joy in South Dakota.
Well, actually, she seems just fine with it. Noem said she retrieved her gun and led Cricket to a gravel pit. It was not a pleasant job, but it had to be done. And after it was over, I realized another unpleasant job had to be done.
Yeah.
The killing spree was not over yet. She's telling this story on herself. More. She then recounts, Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, a state no one's ever heard of, she then recounts how she killed one of her family goats, a nasty and mean male that had not been castrated, by dragging him to the gravel pit. And afterwards, she realized a nearby construction crew had watched her slaughter both animals before her children were dropped off by the school bus. And Noem talks about a child, her child. Kennedy looked around confused, Noem wrote, describing her daughter's reaction. Hey, where's Cricket?
We brought Cricket to the farm, honey.
No, go look in the quarry. One last line here. Kristi Noem telling the story on herself. I guess if I were a better politician, I wouldn't tell that story here. I wouldn't tell that story anywhere.
You're entirely qualified to be Donald Trump's running mate.
Donald Trump also hates dogs.
And ugly tasks. Difficult, messy, and ugly tasks. You know, I love animals, and I specifically love dogs. And whenever I see misbehaving dogs like this, I usually have one reaction. It's the parents. The difficult, messy, and ugly part would be to properly train the dog, to put the time into the dog. The easy way out is to take him to the quarry and put one behind the ear. That's the easy part. Come on. Terrible.
She's a terrible human being. How can you not love a dog, man? Dogs are the best creatures ever. I like dogs better than I like humans. Except your former dog, Mia, and Barkley. Yeah. I'd send them both out to Kristi Noem's house and let her have her way with them. Come back with us. We are the devil's advocates. I think that should be disqualifying. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying I can't imagine that.
The dog or the goat? Is the goat okay?
I'm okay with the goat. Goat is a dog. It's the family's pet. The daughter came looking for it when she got off the bus. How terrible could the dog be? The daughter loved it. I bet she doesn't love her mom anymore. Come back, more devils.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes hit Oklahoma, Texas, and Nebraska. The threat of severe weather continues through the weekend. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
This enhanced risk is going to continue for northern portions of Texas into Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, and then start spreading on up towards Iowa and Wisconsin as we go through the day on Saturday.
Jewish students at New York's Columbia University say 10 days of pro-Palestinian demonstrations are taking a toll. Josh Falk describes what it's been like.
It's horrible. People are afraid to go to class, afraid to just walk outside, show that they're Jewish, and they have there's horrible things being chanted at them, and it looks really difficult.
Prosecutors in the Trump hush money trial wrapped up a week of testimony. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
They laid the foundation that they had all of these interactions, that Trump really knew about everything that was going on.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Brewers beat the Yankees.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz had a big night, a home run, four runs batted in, including the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th as the crew beat the Yanks 7-6. The home series continues. NBA, the Bucks lose on the road to the Pacers 121-118 in overtime. Damian Lillard, already dealing with a sore Achilles, also suffered a knee injury during the game.
I mean, I laid the ball in, and when I landed, when he tried to block it, he landed on my foot. The way he landed on my foot, it just twisted my knee. You know, and it was painful.
NFL, the Packers have drafted five players, three on defense, two on offense, including USC's Marshawn Lloyd, who reacted to the NFL Network calling him the best running back in the draft.
I'm the best running back in the draft for sure. And I think Green Bay got the best running back in the draft because they think the exact same. I'm super confident with that. I think Daniel Jeremiah, he's what he says. I definitely do feel like he's telling the truth on that part.
That's Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Some rain around tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high in the mid-70s, a little breezy. More rain possible tomorrow night and cooler with showers Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. ...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Airing the grievances. We'll get to the phones in just a bit. But the Kristi Noem, the governor of a state nobody cares about, South Dakota. Is that better? Sure, you've heard of it. You just don't care. South Dakota.
I'm sure I've driven through it once or twice. But
going where?
Like someone ripping on their state. Going west. Go west, young man. So, okay. So
you didn't stop, did you? Maybe for gas or to use the bathroom? They're called the Badlands for a reason, Dom.
Come on, man. How to make friends and influence people, Kurti. Kristi Noem's doggy daycare is not going to be a thing. I got it. But you know, I grew up out in the country, man. Up on the farm.
You're going to defend this.
Animals... I'm just going to say that while I would not have done that, not all dogs are pets, man. There's the farm dogs, you know, that go and help and run around the farm and, you know, round up the cattle or whatnot. There's the farm cats that, you know, are the ratters and take care of the mice and so forth. There's pigs. I mean, pigs are as smart as dogs, maybe smarter. You have a problem with bacon, Crudy? Because I see you eat a lot of bacon, man. If you kill the pig, is that bad? You know what I'm saying? What about octopus? You ever have octopus? Those are smart little animals too. So while I get it.
Cephalopods.
We kill and eat animals all the time.
Not a 14-month-old puppy because he was too rambunctious.
She was also apparently what snapped at her owner, killed all the neighbor's chickens. Now, granted, I think there's other things you can do. A friend of mine had
keep them out of the neighbor's chicken coop.
Well, good luck until they get loose. Then what? You know what I'm saying? You can make the efforts. friend of mine had a dog that was one of those. He was a great dog, but with other people, with other dogs, not so great. Ended up having to kind of give it away and found a home for it literally out on the farm, and, you know, pays money, donates to this place that takes in these huskies. Huskies are can be a sensitive breed, let's call them. So he didn't put a bullet in the back of the head. He, you know, he did what he could to try to give the dog a good
life.
There's
nothing wrong with rehoming a dog. There's nothing wrong with saying it's too much for our family. It's nothing wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
There's something wrong with killing the dog because you're not willing to properly train it. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. Damn, a little follow-up. And let's not forget, she also wrote, I hated that dog. And her daughter got off the bus looking for the dog. It was the family pet. It wasn't just some random stray they threw kibbles out for. But I read on. The Guardian, which originally reported this story, and she wrote this story on herself, right? This is part of her newly upcoming book.
Her bio. Yeah, vote for me.
The Guardian report led Lincoln Project founder and former GOP campaign consultant. I met him in Milwaukee this summer, last summer, I guess. Now, Dom, Rick Wilson, an avid hunter to go nuclear on Gnome. Christy Gnome is trash. Decades with hunting and bird dogs. And the number I've killed because they were chicken sharp or had too much prey drive is zero. Puppies need slow exposure to the birds and bird scent. She killed a puppy because she was lazy at training bird dogs, not because it was a bad dog. Not every dog is for the field, but 99.9% of them are trainable or rehomable, which I'm okay with them. You don't have to keep the dog. You just don't murder the dog. A little bit more. Rick Wilson's words. We have one now who is never going to the field, but I didn't kill her. She's sleeping on the couch, he wrote before adding. You down old dogs, hurt dogs, and sick dogs humanely, not by shooting them and tossing them in the gravel pit, unsporting and deliberately cruel. But she wrote this to prove the cruelty is the point. A little bit more here, Dom. Political commentator Bill Kristol, you've heard him, saw ulterior motives about the revelation and pointed out, knowing Donald Trump fears and hates dogs, Christy Gnome revs up her VP campaign by writing about killing her own dog, Cricket, a 14-month-old wire hair pointer. And Jody Dean observed, and this is similar to your observation, Dom, ranch life means sometimes you have to do some really unpleasant things. It does not mean you have to handle them the way Gnome did, let alone boast about it. One author pointed out that Christy Gnome doesn't work either. Nobody's put her down.
Ah, nice. 844-967-2789. Crudy, before we get to the lines, we had our buddy in, William Walter, executive director of Our Wisconsin Revolution, talking about the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. And in the course of that conversation, we started and mentioned the hounds being used to hunt bears. And, of course, state of Wisconsin will reimburse you. And wolves. They will reimburse you. Yeah, my tax dollar is going to reimburse your dog if you if that dog gets injured or hurt or killed while in the hunt. You okay with that? I mean, is that something, if people use their hounds to hunt other animals, is that an acceptable use of that animal in your opinion, Crudy?
No, hell no. Hell to the no. And certainly, it is my understanding the reimbursement levels are like $2,000 to $2,500 per dog. And I don't want to put a price tag, but that seems like a big price on those dogs' lives relative to what you can replace a dog for. You know, which is free if you go, well, you know, $50 and go down to the pound. Now, they might not be the bloodhounds that they prefer to use, but if you're just basically throwing them at bears for sport, who cares what the breed is? But effectively to financially incentivize Wisconsin hunters to use the dogs and to inhumanely have the dogs basically not just tree a bear or something of that sort, but to go chase them, to go put themselves in harm's way. Because left to their own devices, the dog's going to try and corner the bear, and the bear is going to fight for its life. And the dogs, they're going to lose that battle.
But those are dogs that are people's, those are people's pets, right?
Hunting dogs.
Working dogs.
Generally, hunting dogs.
Do you make a distinction between a pet or like a cow or a pig. You know what I'm saying? But pigs can be pets. People have those little cute little pigs sometimes. We had the pet parade down on Brady Street. We Harley brought in this little pig with this little outfit. Super cute little thing. I love bacon, and that was a cute little pig. That was somebody's pet. Is it justified to have a family pet and then eat the pet? Because, you know, some of the farmers grew up, especially in the older generations, would have, like, one family cow, and they kept this cow, and they fed this cow, and eventually they'd eat the cow. That's what it was. So I guess I get the shock, and for her point to demonstrate her willingness to take on difficult, messy, and ugly tasks, I mean, I guess, but I'm not so shocked, because look how we treat animals all the time.
Well, I don't personally treat animals.
You don't like bacon? You don't like beef? You don't like steak?
You know what? I didn't take them down to the quarry and stick a bullet in their freaking head.
So someone else did. Someone else did, man. So come on.
I didn't take Barkley down to the quarry, and that dog's been naughty for 13 years.
But sooner or later, working on my neighbor's farm. I didn't grow up on a farm. I grew up on my neighbor's farm. I make that distinction because if you ever grew up on a farm, you can't leave it. As the neighbor, I could come and go as I chose. Growing up on my neighbor's farm, we got this little red calf, and he trained it, you know, took it up to the Seymour County Fair, and, you know, what a ribbon on this thing. It was the sweetest animal. Bright red, beautiful, calm, like a beautiful little animal. And we ended up, you know, milking the cow, and eventually, you know, cows get old, and they what are you going to do? You send them to slaughter. Love this cow. But ultimately, at some point, they had to go. So somebody did something, maybe wasn't do it personally, didn't put a bolt in the back of their head, but they went through the process to the slaughterhouse and killed that animal, and eventually someone ate it. Is it better if she ate the dog?
Did she? No, I do think it's better if she was killing the animal for sustenance to feed her family. Yeah, that would be a different thing. If she killed a cow and wrote, you know, sometimes life on the farm is hard. Sometimes you got to kill the family cow because that's what feeds the family. Or that's what puts money in the till that allows us to get bread and butter and whatever else we're feeding the family with, right? Those are all deep. Yeah. Every job has consequences, Dom. But I'm watching the text line, and they're lighting your ass up, and I think it's very merited. You and Christy Gnome, what do I see here? In regards to Christy Gnome, I hope that she can still be charged with animal cruelty at this point, given her written confession. And Cam from Nina says, is Dom going to try this argument, but with Casey Anthony?
Who's Casey Anthony?
Killed her kid, I believe, Dom.
Oh, yeesh. No, not going to make that argument.
844.
Just asking questions, sure? Man. Just asking questions.
Is that what you're doing?
If the animal doesn't have a good personality and you eat it, then it's okay to kill.
If you eat it, that's something different. If it's sustenance. I mean, Joel Clayfish, our good buddy, Republican, former lawmaker, his wife was lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. And Joel has taken us to the gun range, but Joel hunts. And trap, well, I don't know if he traps, but he hunts quite a bit. What's he do? He shoots it, he skins it, and he freaking eats it every time. He's not doing it for the pure sport of stuffing a carcass and putting it on the wall. He's doing it to provide protein for his table. Now, I might go down to the market, but as you pointed out, Dom, somebody killed that animal. The difference being is whether it's hunted for sustenance or whether it's fed to you through some sort of farming process where the cow goes to slaughter, that's different than taking the family dog out there because it was naughty. Somebody else here on the
text. Yeah, but the cows didn't do anything wrong, man.
You don't
know
that.
Except for number 40. She was a real bitch, that 40. She was the best producer, and she knew it, man. She was just terrible. You come up this cow, she'd kick you.
Wes from Middleton says, my dog would gladly eat chickens given the chance. Thus, she's on a leash, and I don't let her out unattended. She also would probably be worthless as a hunting dog. Love her more than life. Gnome, and perhaps Dom, is a terrible human being.
Come on.
That was my eye through in the and perhaps.
Oh, you did out there. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Another texter says, Gnome is just trying to get in front of this story now so it doesn't come out when she's announced as the VP pick. Just trying to get in front of the story. One more text.
When her daughter comes out and relives the story about Cricket's disappearance.
And I don't know why this confession is so hard for the texter, but someone texted into the WMDX. I never thought I'd admit this. I'm with Crudy on this one. You should be saying that each and every day. And then another texter, Gnome, but spelled it like garden gnome. Gnome sounds lazy. And it's a dog killer. Yes.
Yes.
844-967-2789. Let's sneak at least one in. Joe from Madison, you've been waiting the longest. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
No, hello, Joe. Joe.
Let's try the next one. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. I can give you like 90 seconds, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, this is just the tale with Christy Gnome is just horrible. I mean, that, you know, my hunting dog, you know, occasionally gobbles down the pheasant before I can get to it when we're out in the field. But that's just, you know, that my fault, not the dog's. I mean, it is just horrible. I mean, I just can't. She should never have another dog. I mean, that period. I mean, that dog is your hunting companion, and it's just tragic. You know, her daughter asking where the dog was. I mean, just what did she tell her daughter? Well, I stuck
a bullet in its head. It had it coming. It was a naughty dog.
And you better do your homework, young lady.
Yeah, you just don't do that.
That would set a tone at the dinner table, wouldn't it?
Good Lord.
Especially if Cricket was sitting on the table with an apple in his mouth. Then it would set a tone.
Well, that would imply they ate Cricket, and I suspect the carcass is still laying there by the dead goat. The fact that she killed the dog and then said,
What about the goat, man? Why aren't you so upset at this? As upset about the goat as you're the dog?
Goats can be mean. Dogs have wonderful souls. Unless they've been treated badly by a human. Come back, more devils.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances, call us 844-967-2789.
Dom, some unexpected love for South Dakota on the text line. Hey, that's my home state.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful state. Don't trash an entire state because
right.
of Gnome.
Right.
Another texter on the WAUK line points out, I think Christy Gnome's banned from about 3 Indian nations in South Dakota.
Right.
Where was the other one? There was one more about Christy Gnome and love for South Dakota. Anyways, there is another South Dakota, either resident or former resident, expat, if you will, that said, you know, I love this state. Don't trash talk South Dakota.
Yeah, man. Come on, Crudy. I mean, what do people say about Wisconsin when Scott Walker was governor? You know, we're not all Scott Walker. Nothing good.
I would point out, we have both residents in the state of South Dakota listening at one time, Dom. Yeah. I'm sure it's beautiful there. I will never know. Because Kristi Noem is your governor, and I ain't going because she kills dogs. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Come on, Joe. You better be ready this time.
Hey, yeah, Joe. I'm here. I didn't know what happened the last time. And I'm, you know, my rant meter is on high, so I really am ready to go. I wanted to comment on the situation with the wolves that was brought up, to remind people that we are the only state in the country that compensates hunters for any maiming or a loss of dogs during bear hunting or if they are lost to wolves. And it's what that does, I think, is it creates a real disincentive for people to be careful, because the DNR will put out maps of where there have been wolves so that you can try to avoid that area. And yet people will just still run their dogs in there because they know that they can get paid, even if the dog is slaughtered by the wolf. And the dog.
So Kristi Noem perhaps was a little short-sighted. She could have taken that dog up to the northern woods of Wisconsin where the wolves are known to have been and set it loose, achieved her objective, and pocketed a couple grand.
Yes, you know, she was not thinking there, and I think that's very fair to say that Kristi Noem was not thinking, not only in this circumstance, but others. I think this, you know, her talking about this so openly in this book is just horrifying and amazing. I mean, she is basically what happened was she had a temper tantrum. This dog was not properly trained. It got away from her. It wasn't on a leash. She tried to call it away from chewing on the neighbor's chickens, and she wasn't successful. Wow. This dog is.
Had to put it down.
Bird. Yeah, yeah. She put it in the Kristi Noem gravel pit of justice, if you will. And I think the thing that gets so weird to me about it is she could have rehomed this dog. There is a national wire-haired terrier rescue group, and there's one chapter of it located in the state right next to her in Minnesota. These dogs cost between $6,000 to $2,000, sometimes more. So this is not just, you know, a dog that she picked up. Obviously, it was a family dog. Her daughter was asking after it. And the situation of a dog not having a good fit with people, that occurs with all sorts of people. I would remind folks that President Biden had a problem with the two German shepherds, Commander and Major. Both did not do well in the White House, but he didn't take them.
I think the Secret Service had more of a problem with those dogs than Biden did, Joe.
Yeah, but he didn't shoot him. He didn't take him out to the gravel pit, you know, and he rehomed them. He found homes for them. It's not that hard to do. And the whole issue of training, you know, if you don't have the time for it, man, there are people that will take dogs that have been in bad times. And I would remind people of all of the prisoners across the United States who are involved in programs where they're training dogs that have been outcasts, if you will. And they train them to be lovely family dogs. I know a lovely dog named Charles who went through the Cook County Jail and is just the biggest gentleman you could ever hope to find. So I think the problem is, Kristi, and her lack and of unwillingness to train that dog. So anyway, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a great weekend.
Blame the parents. Blame the parents. I blame the parents.
You know, Donald Trump may have an opportunity to get over his sort of negativity towards dog, perhaps in jail, in prison. He'll have time to work with dogs more closely. I did verify this. The department shall reimburse claimant the fair market value of dogs killed upon recent sales records for similar animals of hunting dogs or pets killed by the species or wolves, up to a maximum of $2,500 per animal.
$2,500, damn.
Now, up at the lake where we spend some time, I'm going to let Barkley out. Apparently, there's been a bear around. Could be a money-making scheme, Dom.
I mean, take them all.
844-967-2789, our pal L.A. Tom. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, I'm doing okay. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And we must never forget that. We must use our power, register ourselves, and get ready to vote. Big election coming up. Also, she's a dog killer. She's a dog killer. Anyone in South Dakota, please tell us, why would you vote for this dog killer? I'm just so disgusted by it. I can't even tell you. how sickening that makes me that she killed her dog. That's crazy.
She'll make a dog in jail.
Lock her up.
She'll make a fine vice president. She's shown she has the mettle to take care of messy business, Tom, don't you think?
Well, I know the word God spelled backwards is dog, so I guess she killed God.
844, appreciate it, Tom. 844-967-2789, a happier happy hour. I think we're going to move on from this grievance, Tom. You know what I want to do? I want to root for the president, the current, Joe Biden. You know, he's doing some good stuff. He's out there being feisty on the campaign trail. Let's talk about him for a bit. Come back, a happier happy hour indeed. We love dogs, except for Dom. Does what he has to do.
Everybody knows I love dogs. And I love pigs and bacon. But I love dogs more.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. For dinner? Is that what's for dinner?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Hundreds of structures were damaged near Omaha, Nebraska when a twister touched down. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more.
Dramatic moments along Interstate 80 near Lincoln, Nebraska this afternoon as a dangerous tornado crossed the highway, flipping a semi-truck. Storm chasers stopping to check on the driver narrowly missed being hit by debris as the twister tore through.
He's okay, he's okay.
Houses shredded in Douglas County, some taking a direct hit by the destructive tornado. A newly built neighborhood with a few homes still under construction, now gone.
No one was killed, but there were injuries. More severe weather is possible in the Midwest and Southwest through the weekend. Pro-Palestinian students at Columbia University in New York City say the school needs to do more in protest of the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Lilia Luciano reports from the continuing demonstrations.
Columbia needs to divest from any corporation that is profiting off of genocide, apartheid, or displacement of Palestinians in Israel.
Outside the school gates,
Israel should stop bombing civilian areas and killing the hostages.
Israel did not take the hostages.
PhD student Ari Krischer says he hasn't felt safe since the night the tents took over the West Lawn.
I worry about what's going to happen on campus next year, 2 years from now.
Prosecutors in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial moved on from the testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker to Trump's longtime executive assistant, Rona Graff.
Testifying for less than an hour, she told the court that she maintained a list of Trump's contacts, which included entries for Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. McDougal and Daniels have said they had sexual relations with Trump and were paid for their silence. Trump denies their allegations.
CBS's Willie James Inman reporting. A former Colorado paramedic, Jeremy Cooper, was sentenced to 4 months probation and community service for the death of 23-year-old Elijah McLean.
I believed you needed immediate medical attention. I wanted to calm the situation down. I wanted my presence to be enough and my training and my skills to be enough. I am so sorry collectively that we all failed you.
The Biden administration has again put off a final decision on banning menthol cigarettes. It says it's receiving immense feedback about the proposal. Lisa LaCasse is president of the American Cancer Society Action Network.
We believe that the administration should be listening to the public health community, to trusted voices like the American Cancer Society that is evidence-based.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.